This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1789, Three Strategies for Nerves During Business English Presentations. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
If you are like 77% of the population, you get nervous before presentations. With today's tips, you can be the one that volunteers to give presentations in English at work so you can succeed in your career. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th. Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Awesome, Aubrey. How are you doing today?
Excellent. I have a question. Okay. Have you heard of glossophobia?
Oh my gosh, what is that? I feel like I know most phobia words, but like right? Arachnophobia, or I'm not sure what
claustrophobia, right? Is the fear of tight spaces. Yeah. Arachnophobia, spiders.
Have you seen that movie, by the way? Arachnophobia.
Yes. Oh, it was horrible. So I have arachnophobia. Okay. I am petrified of spiders, which is, I can feel the difference because there are a lot of scorpions here in Arizona, and they don't bother me, but the tiniest harmless spider, and I'm freaking out.
Oh my gosh! All right, so clearly. Phobia means a fear, and but glossophobia, I've never heard that word before.
I had never heard this either before planning out today's episode. So we're both learning something new today.
I love learning something new. What does it mean?
It's the fear of public speaking.
Oh, okay.
Which, fascinating. We didn't know that because a lot of people have it, right?
Yeah, we talk about the fear of public speaking a lot. We just never use that word. That's
exactly.
Weird.
We usually call it stage fright.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How many people does it affect, Aubrey?
Yes, I looked it up. It affects 77% of the population, which actually seemed low to me. I feel like everyone I know has stage fright, gets nervous to present or give a speech.
Yes.
So I'm impressed that there's 30% almost of the population that doesn't.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've talked to Michelle about this before, and she says she really doesn't get that. She gets energized when she gets on a stage. It's really interesting.
That is interesting because I definitely have glossophobia. My hands will start shaking a little. Oh, no. I get really nervous, especially if I'm presenting in front of a very large crowd.
Right.
That's nerve-wracking.
Do you get more nervous? Here's a good question. Do you get more nervous if you're presenting in front of people you know, like maybe family, friends, acquaintances, loose acquaintances, or just total strangers?
I think more nervous in front of people I know.
Yeah.
I have had to do some piano recitals in front of, and it's all friends and family and loved ones. And I think that's when I was the most nervous.
Yes. That's how I would be too. That's how I am too, because it's almost like the stakes are higher. If they're strangers, then, you know, you'll never see them again. It's okay.
I know. It's so interesting. So it's funny because there's a lot of advice about what you can do to beat glossophobia, to beat stage fright, to not be so nervous when you give a presentation. Mm-hmm. So we're going to share three of these today that might work for you guys.
Yes.
And then I'd love to come back and leave a comment. I would love to hear if you have come up with something different from what we share that you find works to get rid of that stage fright.
Yeah. And you know what? I love that we're talking about this today, because I know a lot of you guys are in a business leadership position and you're having to give speeches in English. But if you can master this skill, it's going to change your career and also your confidence, right? If you can just get past this and say, okay, I'm giving another speech in English and it's totally okay, that's going to change your career and your life.
Oh, yeah, because it does affect your performance. It has to, right? The more nervous we are, it affects our voice. It affects our mannerism. It affects our confidence. Mm-hmm. So we really do have to find a way to control it in order to give the best possible performance.
Yeah, I love it. So I think our listeners are ready for this, Aubrey. What else do we need to know? I mean, what is that typical advice we get, right?
I know. I'm sure you guys have heard this, to imagine the audience is naked. If you haven't, know that this is big in the United States. This is the advice you always get. Just imagine the audience is naked. What do you think about that strategy, Lindsay?
I think this is silly. I just don't understand why that would help or work. It's distracting.
I know. I can see the philosophy behind it, that it's disarming the audience, right? It takes the intimidation away from them. If you're closed, you have every reason to be confident and they have a reason to maybe not be as confident and intimidating. Mm-hmm. So it's all that mental thing. But I agree. If I'm actually picturing that, it would be very distracting.
Distracting.
I never have done that, but it wouldn't be strange for me.
And it's just not real. It's just not real. I think that different strategies are better, right? So we're going to get into some other stuff today. I mean, who did say that anyways? Is that attributed to anyone famous?
Mm-hmm. Winston Churchill is attributed for, it was in a book by Dorothy Sarnoff called Speech Can Change Your Life in 1970. And she said Winston Churchill overcame his early fear of audiences by imagining that each of them was sitting there naked. So I guess this was his strategy and it worked for him. And it might work for some of you. It would not work for me.
But it's kind of funny that one thing that worked for one particular person in history, that's been made into a saying and it's given to every single person that's ever given a speech. And we assume that that's going to work for everyone. It's weird.
We do that, right? Where like parents do this, where they think what worked for their child is the best. And so then they'll give this advice to all these other parents. And it's really not that way. It's different for every child. It's different for every relationship. And we have to recognize, our advice isn't going to work for everyone.
Yeah. So maybe we can get some other pieces of advice from other professionals in the world or people. So who can we hear from first?
Yes, exactly. We have three really good ideas. The first one comes from Dareen. I had an amazing class with her this week, actually. And this came up and she had a couple of really good ideas that we're going to share. The first one, she's from Taiwan, and she said it's many people there. Instead, they imagine the audience are all vegetables. Oh, and I love this idea. It's much more harmless. It's the same strategy, really, as taking away that intimidation they might have. But I could see myself doing this more easily than the distraction of imagining them naked. I can imagine a whole bunch of like animated vegetables out there. I'm going to try this.
It's a lot funnier and more fun. And it's just, I kind of imagine, I'm thinking of like a big character with blow up, like a suit, like a banana suit or a cauliflower suit or something.
Yes, like the Veggie Tales animated. There's like a broccoli and a celery and a carrot.
That's
those I can imagine. And I could see that taking away some of my nerves, I would have a little bit of a chuckle and some of that intimidation and nervousness would go away, I think.
Well, I mean, we know from science that as soon as we even smile, create the lines in our face to smile, our body relaxes, sends off hormones, and laughing takes that to the next level for sure.
And this would do that, right? This would make me smile and I think it would do the trick.
Yeah, it would. I love that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, let's get into Darian's next piece of advice.
Yeah. So she said, again, in Taiwan, something that people do is they write the word people on their hand. And in Chinese, it's just two characters. So it's very quick to do. But I could still scribble people on my hand. And then what they do is they take their hand and they pretend to swallow the word. And the symbolism of eating the audience like that, it's like it takes away their power over you. You're no longer intimidated. Like, you have no power. I could eat you like this. And the symbolism of doing that. I loved that idea. I had never heard it before. I think it's so wise.
Interesting. Yeah. That's not something we have in our culture at all, but it does make sense, right? From just a human perspective. Very fascinating. I love it. I love it. Okay. I'm going to try that one next time.
I am too. I'm excited to try that. I'm just going to have a pen with me to write people or audience. You could write the word audience on your hand and then just imagine swallowing it. And it's all about the mindset of thinking about, you know, the intimidation I feel from them, the power that I feel like they have. I'm swallowing that. It's now inside me. I have that power. I'm the intimidating one.
Oh, wow. I mean, I think different things work for different people, you know?
Definitely.
But let's get to another one. And this is getting into Tony Robbins, right? Kind of a Western, what is he?
He's a motivational speaker.
Yeah.
Yes. An achievement coach, a motivational speaker, very famous in the United States, huge audiences. Yes. And he has a specific incantation that he makes. So he has shared this with people that you can get in this zone for a presentation by having a ritual, whatever works for you. For him, it's this incantation, which is a specific thing that he says, where he commands his mind to get into a certain emotional state. Like, he's speaking to his mind to prepare to get on stage in front of thousands of people that are attending his seminars. But I love he's talking about how this is going to be different for everyone. Yeah. You need to come up with an incantation like that, or a mantra that you say to yourself, which gives you that power. Or it could look a little differently, but let's talk about a mantra. Yeah. What's a mantra, Lindsay?
Yeah. I mean, I was just going to ask you, with Tony Robbins, does he share what that is, what his mantra or incantation is, or is that just personal?
There is a video, a YouTube video you can look up online where he says the mantra out loud. And it's sort of like that. He's like, I command you to, you know, get into this emotional state. And he's speaking to his own mind. It's very interesting. It works for him.
Yeah. I love that idea. We can wake our bodies up and we can kind of turn a corner and become someone else a little bit.
Yes, right? Exactly. And mantra is so interesting. I can't help but think about the book The Help and the movie where she says to the little girl, she's like, you are good, you are smart, you are important, right?
Yes,
that's this
quote.
Mantra she's teaching this little girl to think. It's something you would repeat to yourself that makes you feel strong, powerful, confident.
And by that, by the way, guys, that's a famous movie anecdote or a movie quote. I think we'll have to do another episode, an updated episode on famous movie quotes that native speakers insert into conversations.
That's one of them.
That's one of them. Absolutely. We'll talk about that one another day. It's a fantastic moment in the movie and a fantastic quote, but a mantra. Okay. So something you say for yourself. So if we're going to find our own mantra, then Aubrey, should we just think about what our values are?
Yeah, right. You want to think about your goal. Is your goal to be more confident, right? What is your struggle? Is it nerves? Is it confidence? Are you feeling intimidated?
Yep.
And that mantra would have to do with that, right? Something like, you are not intimidated. You are strong. You are confident. You're talking to yourself here, right?
Yes.
And whatever that would be for you, you know what you're struggling with, and the incantation, the mantra you would need to hear in order to overcome that and feel strong and confident.
Yeah, I think this takes a certain level of self-awareness for sure.
Definitely.
Right? We have to be in the habit of going into our own mind, guys, and understanding what are our challenges emotionally? What are the things that, what are those incorrect truths that we think that are being said to us, that kind of our monkey mind keeps saying to us, and what can we say back to it? Right.
Exactly. Right. It's going to take some self-reflection to really be aware of what is it that makes me nervous before a presentation? What is it? And once you're aware of that, you can fight it. You can combat it. Right.
Yes.
But this will look different for everyone. It's just having a ritual to get you into that zone. For some, it might be deep breaths, but very intentional, a ritual of breaths that are sort of the same every time. So it brings you into that calm, confident mindset.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I think it would be definitely the idea of expectations of other people, right? When I get on a stage, I have this idea that people are thinking, expecting something amazing and thinking I may not be good enough for that. right? So we all have something being said to ourselves that we're saying. So what do I say back to it? I say, I can do this. I do have the material. Like, I can be exceptional here in this moment, right?
And a good thing to say would be everyone here wants me to succeed, because you sort of have to convince yourself that your mind is wrong if you're thinking they're judging me or they want me to fail. Recognize, no, everyone here wants me to succeed.
Interesting. Yeah. And what about you, Aubrey? What is the thing that your mind is always telling you when you get on stage?
It's very similar for me, right? Where you can't help but maybe assume that there are people there who will judge you if you make a mistake or think less of you maybe. And that is where I would need to say to myself, like, no, everyone here wants the best for you. They want you to succeed. And also, they're not going to mind if you make a mistake. So if I can convince myself of that, then I would be a lot less nervous.
Interesting. This is good stuff getting into this. I mean, for me, it's not so much that I don't think they want me to succeed. I think they do, but I don't want to let them down. That's the big thing in my head. Like, I'm often thinking, I don't want to let people down by not meeting their expectations.
Yeah, right? That makes sense. And there's one more suggestion, is to think thoughts or words of gratitude. And this might be what works for you. For everyone listening, it will be different. Yep. But this might be a trigger for you, that thinking thoughts of gratitude. I'm grateful I'm here today. I'm grateful for this opportunity. That might be what chases any nerves and gives you that confidence.
Yeah. And there are other things, guys, that you can do. I recently heard of the tactic of tracing the lines on your fingers. So this is a meditation, really. It's an awareness practice, kind of similar to just doing like, adult coloring books are a big deal now. Similar idea, right? Just the mindfulness of sitting and just following a line and doing nothing else, right? That could work for some of our listeners too.
Definitely. Yeah. I love that idea. I don't know that it would work for me because my hands get shaky when I'm nervous and I wouldn't want to draw more attention to that. Tracing the lines and they're shaking and I'm panicking.
Yeah, no, not good. Okay. We need something different for you. I mean, it's different. So guys, we want to encourage you, for the takeaway today, find that thing that you can go to, right? To center your mind. I mean, I do think, Aubrey, this is so important because our listeners, we have to speak in public and we want to get to the point where we're excited to do it.
Exactly. You don't want to be dreading this. I love that. You want to be excited knowing you will do well. These strategies are really going to help you get there.
Yes, I love it. So go for it, guys. Let us know which strategy you chose or if you created one of your own and, work on this, right? Don't just shy away. You want to be the one who volunteers for that presentation. That's what we want for you guys in your careers. Right, Aubrey?
Yes, for sure. Awesome. I can't wait to hear about it in the comments. Come see us on YouTube or on the blog.
Yes.
And this is fun, Lindsay.
Good stuff, guys. Don't forget to hit follow on All Ears English Podcast. All right, Aubrey, I'll see you very soon.
Awesome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.